Jesus.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
And my heart is perceiving
your great love for me.
And you're about to expound on it
so that I can taste it
and take it to the bank and get interest
for a change.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. I'm going to take you in a little bit of a trip to the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and we're going into the Amplified because that's what the Holy Spirit said. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Now, the reason that I got there is I don't give you homework that I don't do myself. So this morning, very early, the Lord said, okay, do your morning prayer. So I'm going down the list of all the names of God. This is the day you have made, Psalms 118, verses 24 and 25, etc. And then, of course, John 15, I come to you as a child, Romans 8, 16, in the name of Jesus. I praise you for all who you are, etc. Then I went to Elohim, I went to El Olam, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rophi, Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Mekadesh, and Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tzidkenu, and Jehovah Shammah. Then we hit El Shaddai, we hit El Elyon, we then go Yah-Vah. And I said, okay, this is who I am. Well, I dwelt there for a little while. Then he hit me real hard on El Aman. Deuteronomy 7:9. God who is faithful to build up. I says, you're on, Lord. You're on. I want to taste the building up. I want to taste how you're going to take me out of the dump. I want to taste how you're going to get me out of the box. If I get rid of the if.
Step on it.
Right?
Yeah.
If I get rid of the if. If. Yeah. But I'm not going to because I'm going to give it to you. So verse 9 says, you recognize and understand, therefore, that the Lord, your God, he is God, the faithful God, okay, who keeps his covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keeps his commandments. Are you ready for the next level? To 1,000 generations. To 1,000. I mean, that's a lot of generations. We're in 2,000 years from Jesus. We're roughly 6,000 years. Okay? So, looking at all of what he's done, his promise is still there. His covenant that he established is a reality for you and me because these are generations. These are not years. Okay? So he said to me, know, recognize, and understand. So I have to have knowledge. I have to have a recognition. And I need to understand that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Well, if I look at my circumstances, I said, this year has really been an anniversary year for me. And it's 40 years since I sold a business with his help. Now I look back at what I did at that time. And I see the intensity of the grace that he gave me and the instructions and then to carry it out. Because it's something else to get the word, but then to do it. Okay? I mean, his faithfulness to allow Irene and I to literally say, we're not going to work for a living anymore. We're all done with that. We're going to trust the one who's in charge. I can tell you what she said to me when I, in December of 81, January of 81. We're in the car, we're driving to work. I says, I have something to tell you. She says, what do you mean? What? I said, well, the Lord spoke to me in July, and he told me that it was going to be time for me to sell this business. Wow. What are we going to do? So I have no clue. Okay? I have no clue. So, what am I saying now? Here we've been together since I'm 19 and she was 21. I said, I don't know what's next. I really don't. But I know that we're going to do something because there's been enough words over the years. Actually, it wasn't that many years now that I look back. Okay? Because I got spirit filled at 37. And, you know, here I am just turning 40. That's 3 years. That's not a lot of, let's say, background in Holy Ghost knowledge. And if you're in the traditional churches, you don't get any Holy Ghost background in the traditional churches. But he had me on a crash program. Okay? So he started by giving me, through different individuals, prophetic words. Well, I had to accept them. Okay? If I don't accept them, I'm still in control. So if I take the if out, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank the Lord, not me.
Now it's going to be, do you trust me? And I can remember when he first told me that, and I said, no, I don't. I wasn't going to lie to him because he knows my heart. He lives inside. So who's going to give him a line of BS? Yeah. Certainly not me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell him the way it is. This is where we're at. I have an issue. It's not resolved, but I know that you're my helper. So now, the following week, Irene says, well, maybe we're supposed to ask what we're going to do. You're on, woman. Grabbed her hand, and I can still see us driving on Primer Road, agreeing that God would show us what he wanted us to do. Okay? So you certainly remember the back room at the store.
Oh, I do.
And Carol and Raymond are living upstairs.
Yes.
Okay? In one of my apartments, and that's another line of whatever. So I can hold Raymond and Carol for, you know. They had all their friends coming downstairs into my store, and obviously that back room belonged to the Lord.
It did indeed.
So what did we do the entire week? Not one. I had a lot of rentals, okay? We had 10 rentals, and some of them paid every week, some of them paid it once a month, et cetera, et cetera. Not one rent came in for an entire week. Okay? And no person came into that store to buy any item or make a payment on anything all week long. Okay? What did we do? Every morning we had people either at the front door or at the back door or in the driveway waiting for us so that we could come in and pray for them. That's what we did. The entire week. On Thursday, she said to me, I ran out of, because we had a refrigerator in the back. And she says, I used up all my groceries. We fed people every single day. And so she ran out of money. And I had a few dollars left in my wallet, so I gave it to her, and she went to the grocery store and bought milk and coffee and whatever else we needed, okay? And we didn't close at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. 5:30, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, whatever time it finished. Saturday morning, I had a men's group that met every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And they were at the door waiting. So the following Monday, we're on our way to work. I said, by the way, what do you think we're going to be doing? She said, well, surely I'm going to have to feed the hungry because they're all hungry. That was her response. Hear me now. Know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that I, that the Lord, your God, He is God, the faithful God. See, I tasted His faithfulness in that week because He kept us, okay? Mm-hmm. Who keeps covenant, who keeps His agreements, and His steadfast love. And His mercy with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. So fast forward. A year goes by. I would say maybe 70% of the furnishings are gone in the building. The man who's worth over $2 million can't borrow a nickel. And he is now, he's made a deposit back in, I believe, September. My attorney is literally flipping over back and forth because he's not understanding how I'm functioning. Because I would tell him, Holy Spirit said to do this, would you do it? Well, Kim, nobody ever asked me to do anything like that before. And so obviously attorneys are not always understanding Holy Spirit type of instructions because they don't make sense and they're logical. So he was one of my irritations. The buyer is also by November saying, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. I said, well, we're going to pray and find out what God can open up. Okay, now he's a believer. He's an elder in his church, but there's no Holy Spirit. So he's listening to me, literally speaking about what Holy Spirit has done, how He's made this happen, how He made that happen. And there were no ifs. It was all do it. So now I get a dream. In February. And in the dream, Holy Spirit has got a vision in it. And He said, you're going to do this, this, and this. And you're going to ask your attorney to send a letter to the buyer. And if he's willing, you're going to carry the mortgage. Well, at that time, the interest rates were 18% at the bank. 18%. You think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Inflation was out the window. Okay? So, Holy Spirit downloaded to me, right down in my office area, what He wanted, how He wanted it done, and I wrote it all out. And off I go to my attorney. I told him that Holy Spirit, oh, he says, here we go again, Kim. You're not making any sense. I said, don't, just take notes. And then maybe then you can obey and do what I ask you to, because I'm paying. Yes, Kim. Okay. So I give him the download, all of the requirements for a variable mortgage. Now, I've had mortgages before, so I knew what a normal mortgage was, but at that time, there were zero variable mortgages. No bank would do it, no corporate structures would do it. It would be adjusted every year in January 1st, according to the interest rates of the Federal Reserve. So, in order to make it attractive for the buyer, the Lord said to me, you're going to go and agree every year to 2% less than what the banks would charge. So he will be happy. After I wrote, after I gave him all the download, he looked at me and he says, this is absolutely absurd. Nobody's going to believe what I just did. I says, I'm not worried about who you believe, what you believe. I said, what I am saying, this is what the Lord said to do, so do it. So he sends out the letter with a registered letter. And the covenant was made because I get a phone call the following day. Kim, this is absolutely awesome. I said, Nelson, we're going to go. We're going to go forward. Because, so now we have to prepare for the final situation to complete. Every single Tuesday from from February on till June, every Tuesday night, the Lord would have me declare, I thank you, Jesus, for the completion of a miracle. And there were no ifs.
Thank you, Lord.
And I did it publicly out loud. And the Lord said, recognize and understand, therefore, that I, the Lord your God, he is God, and he's a faithful God.
Amen.
He keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him. And he keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations. So, in June 18th, the final papers were signed. Irene had a job because the guy showed up the day before at the door at the store and asked me how he had heard that she was going to be out of a job and that I had sold the building. Only God knows. I still to this day, I don't know. My attorney's gone to be with the Lord, so he's in good charge now, I'm sure. He probably understands Holy Ghost by now, and I pray he does. But I did irritate him, you know, because again, I would not back down. I knew what God told me, and it was to do it and do it. So, verse 10. He repays those who hate him to their face by destroying them. You say, well, now, wait a minute. Well, this is 2022. We've just had an election. And you've got some people who don't believe in the Lord God, who don't understand Jesus, and are irritated by his name. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
He will not be slack to him who hates him. So God registers those who love, and he registers those who hate him. You got it? But will require him to his face. You shall therefore keep and do the instruction, laws, and precepts which I command you this day. 12. And if you hearken to these precepts and keep them and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love which he swore to your forefathers. So we're going back to Abraham. Got it? And he will love you and bless you. He will love me and he will bless me and multiply me. He will also bless and the fruit of my body, the fruit of my land, the grain and the new wine, and your oil and the increase of your cattle and your young and of your flock in the land which he swore to your fathers to give to you. Okay? Say, he's loving me.
He's loving me.
He's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
He's multiplying me. And he will also bless the fruit
of my body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the fruit of my land.
Etc.
Verse 14. You shall be blessed above all people. Say that one with me. I shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away, got it? From you all sickness. Say it with me. And the Lord
will take away
from me
all sickness
and none of the evil diseases
that belong to Egypt,
which you knew,
will he put upon you,
but will lay them upon all who hate you. So pity those who can't stand Jesus. Pity them. Because this is telling you their future. Okay? Those who manipulated our country. Those who have been underneath the radar will be exposed. And if you watch the next few scriptures, you're going to see their future along with what God is doing inside of us. Okay? Because there's a double meaning here. Verse 16. You shall consume all the peoples whom the Lord your God will give over to you. Your eye shall not pity them. Neither shall you serve their gods. For that would be a snare to you. You see, if you decide to serve other gods, you're going to relate yourself into that area and submit to those things and not respond. You're opening up. If you have a person who can't stand Jesus, that's their privilege. But you might have to say something in order not to be joining with them. Okay? You can say, I don't agree. This is not an agreement. You have your opinion. I can respect your opinion. But I don't have that agreement with you. Okay? If you don't speak, you're sometimes no speak means you agree.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to be in love. You need to respond it and say, well, you're not in your right mind right now. As far as I'm concerned, if this is a believer, know that they're having an issue. Don't agree with where they're going because it's not of God. So you're responsible. Okay? 17. If you say in your mind and heart, these nations are more than I know, can I dispossess them? Watch those words now because they're very important. If you say, with your mouth if you wish, and in your mind, and in your heart, these nations are more than I know, can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them. If you're afraid of the swamp, what happens? You're in trouble. You shall not be afraid of them, but remember earnestly what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to Egypt. We're about to cross that Red Sea. Okay? The decision to go after God and to go forward was a decision that every Israelite had to make. They were heading down with walls on both sides of water. Don't think for one moment that was easy. Okay? 19. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs, the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out, so shall the Lord your God do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Now that includes the swamp. That includes those who are manipulating things in order to get what they've already decided that was their plan. And that includes this last election. Okay? I don't know how many of you are seeing in between the trees, but I can see a lot of darkness back there, and it's not pretty. Verse 20. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornets among them. What are hornets going to do?
Sting them.
Irritate them. Until those who are left and hide themselves from you are destroyed. So the future of the deceived ones is their destruction. You shall not dread them. In other words, don't be emotionally upset about it, because that's not going to solve anything. For the Lord your God is among you, a mighty and terrible God. Well, who's he terrible against? Not you and me. We're under the covenant of love to 1,000 generations. But those who refuse to bow their knee, he will actually be on their case. 22. And the Lord your God will clear out those nations before you, little by little. This was super important because everybody's in a hurry to see the change. But he's doing it little by little. Why? Because he wants you to survive. You may not consume them quickly, lest the beasts of the fields increase among you. But the Lord your God will give them over to you and will confuse them with a mighty panic until they are destroyed. So the very fearful ones are going to be overwhelmed to a degree that confusion and mighty panic will take over and they will be destroyed. Verse 24. He will give their kings into your hands. Those are nations. And you shall make their name perish from under heaven. From under the heaven, there shall be no man be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. Until what? You have destroyed them. 25. The graven images of their gods, with a small g, you shall burn with fire. So you've got something to do here. Okay? You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them. In other words, the dazzling gold and silver that they give up on those idols, you're not to even focus on it. You're not supposed to think about their glitter. Nor take it for yourself. See, reasoning would say, well, let's keep the gold. We'll melt it. No. A gold statue? Get rid of it. It sparkles, it's pretty, it's all that, but it needs to be burned. Lest you be ensnared by it, so he knows that you can be tempted. Amen? It is an abomination to the Lord your God. Neither shall you bring an abomination or an idol into your house, lest you become an accursed thing like it. But you shall utterly detest and abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. So if it's accursed by God, you are to be of that same nature. Verse 1 of chapter 8. The commandments which I command you this day, you shall be watchful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to you, to your fathers. And you shall earnestly remember all the ways of the Lord your God, lest you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you and to know what was in your mind and in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So the testing that he does is to see the character of your heart and of your emotions. And he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you recognize and personally know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen. Your clothing did not become old upon you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Know also in your mind and heart that a man, that as a man disciplines and instructs his sons, so the Lord your God disciplines and instructs you. This is a testimony to all of you today. Amen. Because every one of you instructed and you received and you flowed with what you learned.
Amen.
So, hearing these words and the commandments that he gave us through this is to make sure that we don't remain what we used to be. We are out of the box. The ifs are beneath our feet. You get it?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And when someone does not believe, lift them up before the Lord.
Yep.
That's your job. If they're confused and angry, thank the Lord for them, because at least you're not there anymore. Otherwise, you'd be joining them. Okay? Look what God has done in you. Amen?
Amen?
And if you see someone that's struggling, don't let it get the best of you.
No.
Now I want to back it up to verse 1, chapter 7. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you are entering to possess, and has plucked away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater than mightier than yours. And when the Lord your God gives them over to you, notice who's doing the giving, and you smite them, then you must utterly destroy them You shall make no covenant with them or show mercy to them. I want to make sure that you do a circle on the middle word, you. When the Lord your God gives them over to you and you smite them, then you must utterly destroy them. You are accountable to bring to nothing that is of the other nations. You shall not make marriages with them, your daughters. You shall not give this to his, You shall not give to his son, nor shall you take his daughter for your son. For they will turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and he will destroy you quickly. So some are destroyed because they refuse to do what God tells them to do with their offspring. Once you've spoken, you don't need to speak twice. There may be something that you need to say that, okay, their lifestyle is not where you would like it to be. Be sweet, but also be earnest. Yes, I know that you're in this place right now. I trust you to really look at what your choices are and leave it alone. And know that I'm continuing to pray for you. If those words are necessary, sometimes that will not be received. So just be quiet sometimes, because you don't want to irritate. No. They've already got a mountain of irritations. Verse 5, but thus shall you deal with them, you shall break down their altars. Now, that means that if you're aware of someone who's worshiping foreign gods and so on and so forth, and you have authority in that place, then you can do something. If you have no authority, God's not going to hold you accountable. Okay? And dash in pieces their pillars and hew down their asherims and burn their graven images with fire. Now, in my experience, there are a few times when he sent me to places. He told me to destroy something. He told me to break something. I've done it. In obedience. Do I understand it all? Not really. Sometimes the brain cannot catch up for a while. Okay? For you are, okay. Verse 6. You are holy, a holy and set apart people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you. To be a special people to himself out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. Close your eyes right now. Say, For I am holy
and
set apart people to the Lord my God. And
I am chosen
by God
to
be a special people to himself.
Out of all the peoples
on the face of the earth. Wow, what a privilege. The Lord did not set his love upon you and choose you because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the fewest of all peoples. He likes to baffle the wise. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Isn't that cool?
Yep.
Say,
I know.
And I recognize,
and I understand,
therefore,
that the Lord,
my God,
He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant,
and
steadfast love,
and His mercy,
with those who love Him.
And
keeps His commandments,
to a thousand generations.
Because of His love for me,
I know He's faithful
to build me up. That's His purpose.
And I understand.
El Aman
is mine.
Hallelujah.
Boy, that was right on target. I got two granddaughters telling me, Grandma, that house isn't going to sell because you agreed to paint it green. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, I like the color. That house is going to be fun.